Radio. From the Sky News Centre at 7, the Conservative leader is accusing the Chancellor of using the chair of the budget watchdog as a human shield after he resigned. Richard Hughes says he takes full responsibility for a technical error that saw Rachel Reeves' spending plans leak online before she delivered them. She's also denied misleading the public over a financial black hole. Kemi Badenoch called it a political crisis.
This is a classic example of do as I say, not do as I do. Rachel Reeves should be resigning because she also had leaks right up until the budget was announced. So if the OBR chief is going, then she should go too.
Resident doctors in England are going on strike in the run-up to Christmas. They'll walk out between the 17th and 22nd of December. UK pharmaceuticals won't face taxes going into America, but the NHS will spend more on medicines. Cam Hall reports on a deal done with the US.
0% tariffs lasting 3 years are unique for Britain. Under the agreement, the UK's increasing the baseline thresholds used to assess if medicines can be used by the NHS. It means the health watchdog will be able to sign off treatments that in the past might have been declined on the grounds of costing too much. This could include breakthrough cancer treatments. There'd been criticism firms risk losing out on revenue due to a pricing regime which prioritises low costs for the NHS over incentives to invest.
An 18-year-old man's died after getting out of an ambulance on the M5. He was hit by a car near Weston-super-Mare in Somerset, despite efforts of an off-duty officer to bring him to safety. West Midlands Chief Constable Craig Guildford says he spoke to Dutch police before banning Maccabi Tel Aviv fans from an Aston Villa match. He claims he was advised they were organised and specifically targeted the Muslim community. And a runaway reindeer sparked an emergency rescue operation on Merseyside. Buddy was eventually found on Formby Beach. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Sports teams in Penarth are vowing to rebuild after a fire gutted their clubhouse. An investigation's continuing following an early morning blaze at the Athletic Club on Lavernock Road. The WRU and rugby clubs across South Wales are offering their support to Penarth RFC. Rhys Morgan is a fly half with the Bears.
I think we just all kind of need to rally together. Not just the rugby, you know, everybody involved in the club. To kind of try and get ourselves, you know, back on our feet and back supporting our community as quickly as we can.
An online appeal to help rebuild the clubhouse has so far raised more than £2,000. Elsewhere tonight, a flood warning remains in place for Peterston Super Ely. It's one of nine across Wales amid an amber danger to life alert in the south for heavy rain until 9 p.m. Met Office forecasters say there could be a month's worth of rainfall in some places within just 24 hours. A man has been charged after a Cardiff pensioner fell victim to an expensive fraud. The woman in her 80s lost £20,000 in cash and sentimental jewellery on Friday. Detectives said she had been approached by someone claiming to be a police officer. They're urging the public to be extra vigilant in the run-up to Christmas. And a new-look Santa sleigh is making its debut in Barry tonight. More than £3,000 was raised towards building a replacement for the Round Table's annual Christmas rounds. 100 people who donated to the campaign will get their names on the back of the sleigh, which starts its three-week tour on Barry Road. In sports, the WRU's chairman says he was embarrassed by Wales's record home defeat to South Africa. But Richard Collier-Keyward insists he wants to stay on in his role following another turbulent year for Welsh rugby. He also defended the move to play the world champions despite the game being held outside the international window.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information.
On the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend, take you out of this place. Someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And as the nights start drawing in and the weather starts turning, why not stay in with a nice warm drink and listen to what's been going on around the Vale with the sport. So we're going to be bringing you sort of action and reaction from football, rugby, and we're going to be taking a look into the Elite Hockey League here at Bro Radio. But first, Barrytown United manager Steve Jenkins sat down with Nathan last week. They chatted about Saturday's MG Cup semi-final, their upcoming Welsh Cup games, and they began by asking him how the season has gone so far.
We've been, I've been pleased to a point. I think we've been really consistent in terms of our performances. Probably the only sort of fact that I can look at is we've probably drawn too many games. You know, we've drawn 8 games out of 16, so 50%. And when I look back and when I reflect on those games, I think there's probably about 4 of them that we should have won. So that's 8 points there. Whereas if we had obviously won the games, it probably took us up around about third or fourth. So yeah, being pleased with the performance, just sort of we've been a little bit unlucky regarding in terms of our points tally.
And obviously we're coming towards the end of kind of phase one of the Cymru Premier season. Looking at the table, a top six finish is still kind of in reach and distance. Is that still the aim for you guys as well?
Yeah, of course. It was the aim from day one this season. And it's still the aim now. We've got 6 games to go, six big games. I'm sure it's going to be a little bit like last season as well. I think you know, there's probably like five or six teams that can still get into that top six. So, yeah, I can see it going down to the wire. So, but it's important that, you know, we try to get wins as soon as possible. You know, I think around, everybody says around about 30 points should get you in. So that means we need another three wins and a draw. So, you know, it's important that, you know, we try and get that win and go on a bit of a run then over the Christmas period and into the second phase.
And on Saturday, it's the MG Cup semi-final. You're travelling to Cameroon United. They're top of the Cymru South at the minute, doing really well for themselves, putting in a serious bid for both the league and the cup potentially. Are they potentially serious contenders for you in the cup?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Yeah, it'll be a really tough game, especially away from home. You know, against a team that is used to winning, being top of their league. So we're under no illusions. It's a game that is important to us. You know, any type of final is important to, you know, you try and get there. So looking forward to it. But we know we have to be at our best to get anything from that.
And you've reached semi-finals for the last two seasons in a row. Last year, we saw Barry Bond, a determined display against the New Saints at Jenner Park. How determined are you to go one better this year round?
100%. You know, at the start of the season, you've got three competitions. You've got the league, you've got the Welsh Cup, and you've got the Nathaniel Cup. You want to try and do as well as you can in each of them. Touchwood, at this point in time, we're still in all three, competing in all three. So, no, it's really important. Any chance of silverware, you want to try and win. So, it's important. It's important, you know, you have these ambitions. And we'll give everything we've got to try and achieve them.
And in terms of that Welsh Cup, things are looking really open there this year. Of course, TNS being knocked out. And at present, no club in there is still in the competition, has won since 2002. We're chatting ahead of the fourth round draw, which is obviously later on this evening. What are your aspirations when it comes to the Welsh Cup?
You know, at the start of the season, it's to go on a really good run. You know, your semi-finals, your quarter-finals, you want to get to that point. You know, we're two games in now. Well, we're down to the last, 32. So, you know, you win your next couple of games, the next minute you're in the sort of quarter semis. So, it's a massively difficult cup to win because there's a lot of good teams in it. But as you say, two of the teams have probably dominated over the last number of years are out. So it gives opportunity to others then to go on and achieve what they want. And that's winning a fantastic cup full of history. And, you need a bit of luck along the way, and hopefully we'll get some of that.
So that was Steve Jenkins, Barrytown United manager, and he was speaking to Nathan Spackman. You can hear the full interview on The Vale this week. That's Wednesday from 6:30 p.m. here at Bro Radio. And the Barrytown United, they have been drawn at home to Gresford in the Welsh Cup, and that's going to be played on Saturday the 13th of December. But back to league matters. They returned to the top six of the Cymru Premier with a fantastic 4-0 win over strugglers Haverford West County. And this is Barry's second competitive game against the Bluebirds. In November, heralded just one change from last weekend's Welsh Cup win at Llanelli, with Josh Bernard returning in place of absent Mikey George. The hosts pressed early on as Owen Cudahy's tight-angled cross to Ollie Hulbert eventually fell just wide of the post. Robbie Wilmot's resulting corner was flicked home at the near post by Keston Davis, taking the lead after just 9 minutes with his second goal in as many games. From another set piece on 22 minutes, Ben Magotson beat the scramble for Wilmot's cross to head into the back of the net and go 2-0 up. Will Richards' bullet header from yet another corner was parried away by Haverford West keeper Luke Rees, while the follow-up was nodded wide by Callum Sainty. A rare chance for the visitors towards half-time saw sub Greg Walters curl over the bar from distance. But Barry continued to dominate in the second half, with sub Dan Smith's first-time shot from the area cleared from the target by Kyle McCarthy. But With clear chances ebbing between both sides, Barry found their third goal on 75 minutes as Magerton found a gap through the wanting away defence with Yian Owen delivering a tight angled flick over Rees that gave him no chance. 2 minutes later, a desperate challenge on Owen saw McCarthy give away a penalty, duly dispatched by Hulbert, who registered his fifth goal of the season. Barry keeper George Radcliffe denied Rhys Aberousi in the dying minutes on his way towards another clean sheet and a statement night at Jenner Park. And this is a big pre-season running now for Barrytown United. And that starts with next Saturday's Nathaniel MG Cup semi-final at Cymru South Leaders Cambrian United. And that's followed by a league derby to Pen-y-Bont. And that's on Tuesday, the 9th of December. And the Welsh Cup fourth round clash at Gresford Athletic. And Barry retained their sixth spot, thanks to Cardiff Met being held by a 2-2 draw at Bala on Saturday, while Pen-y-Bont would edge out with a 5-4 thriller at Colwyn Bay. But Barrytown United ladies, they went down 3-0 at Britton Ferry in the Adram Premier on Sunday. And Amelia Herbert was sent off for two yellow cards, leaving them with just one win from five league games under manager James Fishlock. The visitors looked to respond to last weekend's shock Welsh Cup exit, and they opted for two changes, with Becca Thomas and Amelia Herbert replacing Ellie Priest and Kira Harris. And Barry almost took the lead when Sienna Stone broke clear before her effort went wide. Not long after, the hosts went ahead on a quarter-hour mark when Brooke Llewellyn beat the goalmouth scramble from a corner kick and struck past keeper Molly Hansen. The visitors pressed for an equaliser, with India Shanahan forcing Courtney Young into making a fine save from Thomas's cross. But just before half-time, a debatable high foot saw Herbert being sent off for her second booking in 5 minutes, setting the scene for another tough afternoon. 6 minutes after the break, Ferry captain Lucy Powell punished a Barry defensive error and struck into a half-empty net to double their lead. A string of fine saves from Hansen kept the hosts from inflicting further damage, while at the other end, Gunny had an effort blocked by Young in the closing stages. But finally, in stoppage time, Barry were caught as Anya Grunwald played in Jade Croft to slot home Ferry's third and to wrap up all the points. Barry, they currently remain seventh in the table ahead of next week's visit to the New Saints, who held Cardiff City to a 3-3 draw. And that result allowed Wrexham to take top spot for the first time this season, following their 4-2 win over Swansea City. And up next, we'll be bringing you selected results from around the Vale and your Cymru South action here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Glastonbury, the Vale's big live tribute festival, is back for 2026, and tickets are available right now. So if you're looking for the ultimate Christmas gift, Glastonbury has got you covered. With 22 amazing tribute acts performing across one massive weekend, we've tributes to Pink, Foo Fighters, Tom Jones and Steps on the Saturday, and Coldplay, ABBA, Tina Turner and Queen on the Sunday. Check full listings online. Glastonbury 2026, in association with Synergy Scaffolding. Live at Romilly Park on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of July. Sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Co., CJCH Solicitors and Joe Ferryday Aesthetics. Get Christmas all wrapped up by booking tickets now at glastonbury.com.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber, so order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street, behind the old Wilko.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llanfit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
No matter the weather, get a 5-day forecast for the Vale of Glamorgan at broradio.fm/weather with Specsavers, Halton Road, Barry.
Big girls, you are beautiful.
Walks into the room, feels like a big balloon. I said, hey girls, you are beautiful. Diet Coke and a pizza, please. Diet Coke, I'm on my knees screaming, big girls, you are beautiful. You take your skinny girl, I feel like I'm gonna die. Cause a real woman needs a real man, here's why. You take your girl and multiply her by four. Now a whole lot of woman needs a whole lot more. Get yourself to the butterfly lounge, find yourself a big lady. Big boy, come on around and they'll be gonna do baby. No need to fantasize since I was in my braces. Water in a hole where the girls around and curves in all the right places. Big girls, you are beautiful.
Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to dip into the Cymru South now. And Llantwit Major resumed their Cymru South campaign with a 1-0 win at home to Avonlido. Carl Lewis's men are now unbeaten in their last six league games following a prolonged three-week break. Major made a bright start at Windmill Lane, but the first half ultimately delivered few chances for either side, but Jack Bevan's volley went over the bar after the break. But the hosts finally broke the deadlock on 73 minutes when Tom Tweedy's cross was turned in by Kofi Rowe past away keeper Ben Haynes. And Rowe's fifth goal of the season lifted Llantwit up to ninth in the table, going into next Friday's visit to Tree Thomas Bluebirds, who lost 2-1 to Pontypridd United. And at the top of the Cymru South leaders, Cambrian United, opened up a 5-point gap by beating Aberystwyth Town 2-1. And that's a bit of a warm-up for their Nathaniel MG Cup semi-final at home to Barry Town. Elsewhere in the Cymru South on Saturday, Cardiff Ely drew 1-1 with Carmarthen Town. Liam Thomas broke the deadlock, but a second-half Charlie Lewis goal brought the sides level, and Coralie are fifth in the league. And on Friday, they're at home to Treorn Stars. And on Saturday, Ely Rangers, they lost 2-3 away to Bridge End Street. And it was five goals inside 30 minutes with the away side taking a 3-0 lead. Callum Flynn scoring twice for Ely Rangers. And Damu Lack saw red all in the first half. Flynn had a chance for his hat trick from the penalty spot but failed to convert, and Ely Rangers remain seventh in the league and they are next away to Penderyn Seniors. And Cardiff Airport, they won at home to Pontydaw 2-1. A first half Aidan Lewis goal. And then in the second half, Curtis Scotto-Dabusco doubled the lead. A late Kyle Cope goal didn't threaten the result of the match, and Cardiff Airport are fifth in the league, and next they go away to Goitre United. And Dinas Powys did not play, but they are at home on Saturday to Cardiff Bay Warriors. So up next, Bro Radio, we're going to be having a look at what's been going on the Elite Hockey League before we bring you news from around the Vale with the rugby here at Bro Radio.
I wanna be rich and I want lots of money. I don't care about clever, I don't care about funny. I want loads of clothes and I want loads of diamonds. I heard people die while they're trying to find them. And I'll take my clothes off and it will be shameless, cause everyone knows that's how you get famous. I'll look at the sun and I'll look in the mirror. I'm on the right track, yeah, I'm on to a winner. It's about film stars and less about mothers. It's all about fast cars and cussing each other. But it doesn't matter, cause I'm packing plastic, and that's what makes my life so fantastic. And I am a weapon of massive consumption, and it's not my fault, it's how I'm programmed to function. I look at the sun and I look in the mirror. I'm on the right track, yeah, we're on to a winner. Thank you. I'm not a sinner. And everything's cool as long as I'm getting thinner.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a look at what's been going on in the Elite Hockey League. So with the Cardiff Devils, and on Friday, they thrashed the Guildford Flames 7-1 for the second time this season, thanks to a Cole Sanford hat-trick. The 30-year-old opened the scoring in the 11th minute and doubled Devils' lead 4 minutes later as the hosts went 2-0 up. Contes and Fournier made it 4-0 as the Devils turned on the style in front of 3,110 fans. Brett Ferguson scored Cardiff's fifth in the 37th minute against his former team, where he played the last 7 seasons and captained the last 4. Jack Corger got one back for Guildford, but it proved to be nothing more than a consolation for the visitors. Sanford and Josh McDonald finished the match off with 2 late goals to pile on the misery for the Flames, who have conceded 13 in their last 2 games. And that was on Friday. And then on Sunday, Cardiff were playing the Fife Flyers, and they inflicted a dramatic overtime win on the visitors, Cardiff Devils, in the Elite Hockey League. The hosts went ahead through Josh Winquist, and after Cohen Olszewski levelled, Winquist put the Flyers ahead for the second time. Cedric Lecroux equalised for the Devils, and it was left to the Flyers, Keaton Jameson, to settle the encounter after the third period ended. So that was Cardiff Devils' 2 games that they've played last week, and coming up, they've got a game on Saturday the 6th of December against the Belfast Giants. And the Fife Flyers, they're also in action on the same day at Guildford Flames. But what's that done for the Elite Hockey League standing? So the Devils are still third after 16 games. They're on 23 points. So they're 3 points behind Sheffield Steelers, who have played the same number of games. And they're 2 points behind Nottingham Panthers in second, who have played 1 game less. The little concern is the Belfast Giants are fourth. They're 4 points behind the Devils, but they've only played 3 games less than the Devils. So let's keep an eye on what's going on there. As we know with ice hockey, they play so many games in and around the season that lots can change and lots can happen there. But they're still in a really good position there, so let's hope for good things to come there for the Devils. Up next on Bro Radio, we're going to be bringing you some news with rugby from around the Vale here at Bro Radio.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, Jolene. choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler, and we're going to have a quick look at what's been going on in the world of international sport from Wales. And there's rugby and there's women's football, and the rugby was really... really one-sided, really a bit of a disappointing end to the autumn internationals, where Wales lost 73 points to nil at home to the world champion South Africa. And it was always going to be a difficult game, and it was always going to be awkward. It's what 13 players did have to go back because they play their trade outside of Wales. So there's certainly names on the sheet that would have been there, which would have strengthened the Welsh team. And it's kind of almost reminiscent of the 93 points to 10 or 12, as it was that Wales lost to South Africa. Down in South Africa, before we had the revival of Welsh rugby there, and that's the positives that I'm taking from it. And to be honest, we won one game in the autumn internationals, and that was against Japan. We didn't play, you could tell that we were just getting ourselves together against Argentina, and actually only 10 points down against the All Blacks at half time, and it was sort of a classic Wales just still in it, you would say, until about 60 minutes. And then once the 60 minutes hit, then New Zealand do what New Zealand do, and they take the game away from teams. It's not just Wales, they do that too. But it was I think it was kind of a game that they didn't need. I mean, it was 11-0 on tries as well, and that's sort of a second. That's our second worst defeat, as I said, in the history of Wales. And you know, South Africa provided the biggest hammering that Wales have had. It was a bit nonsense going on from the South African players that at the end of the game I don't really think was needed, but let's just see what happens. And you know, chalk this one down to experience. There was lots of young players on the pitch there, that, you know, the intensity that South Africa play, and it was in essence a second string Wales team, which then does bring the big question of what value do you get out of these autumn internationals from a playing side on there. But that's not a question for me to ask or even answer. Switching shaped balls, and Wales, maybe they had been friendly against South Korea, and that ended 1-1. Sort of Sophie Ingle got an early goal before South Korea draw them level. It does stretch Wales' winless run to 12 matches, but some of the matches that we know that they played have been against quite tough opponents. South Korea are ranked 21st in the world, so they're 11 places higher than Wales. So I think actually that's quite a good result for the Welsh team there. And that's and again, it says winless in 12. That doesn't look great, but there's been some good performances in there, and there's been some draws, and they have, as I said, been playing teams that have been significantly higher in the rankings for them. So it's a good chance to see what's going on and how they're sort of forming, especially with Jess Fishlock is now retired from international football, so that her name would have always been first on the sheet. But I think this is still good signs of good things to come there for the Wales women's team here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Would you like to support the Vale's local radio station? You can help us to continue to provide training opportunities for adults and courses for young people through our new One Lottery. Whether it's a one-off ticket or a monthly subscription, you'll help us whilst being entered into regular prize draws to win cash or gift cards. Register to play via broradio.fm/lottery. Players must be over 18 and located in Great Britain. One Lottery is administered by Gatherwell, an external lottery manager licensed and regulated by the Gambling Commission, under account number 36893.
A space to prepare for the day ahead. A place to relax after a hard day at work. Or simply somewhere to wash away your worries. Discover award-winning bathrooms from award-winning designers at the Tap End Bathrooms in Pontyclun. We're your local bathroom studio. And whether you're renovating your existing bathroom or planning a new build, the Tap End design bespoke bathrooms, shower rooms and ensuites of distinction. For design inspiration, follow us on the socials or visit thetapend.design.
Everyone is welcome at the Llandwit Major More Than Food Hub, and we'd love you to join us on the third Thursday of every month. You'll get to meet community groups and local organisations as they all gather at the CF61 Centre. There's free advice and support, you can meet other residents over a nice cup of tea. And there's the chance to take in some fresh air in the lovely CF61 Gardens. Visit Llandwit Major's More Than Food Hub between 12:30 and 2:30 on the third Thursday each month at the CF61 Centre on Station Road.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the Laundry Rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the Laundry Rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
Bro Radio.
I make mistakes like any man. But I try to love you best I can. I can't convince you, though heaven knows I've tried. I've tried to make you see, to make you believe you're all that matters to me. The ground that you walk, the air that you breathe. Someday you'll discover I don't want no other. Believe me, you're all hurt before, but that won't happen anymore. No, no. Just give your heart to me, and I'll guard it with my life. I don't know what I'd do, baby, without you. You're all that matters to me. The ground that you walk, the air that you breathe. Someday you'll discover I don't want no other. Believe me, you're all that matters, baby. Well, baby, I know that I found mine. Oh, and if you don't believe it, baby, take a look at the love in my eyes. Oh, I'll be with you, baby, till the end of time.
This is a Pro Radio and it's your Monday night sports show with me, Mike Fowler. And probably like many of you this morning, woke up to the really devastating news of the clubhouse fire that happened early hours of this morning with Penarth Rugby Football Club. And Gareth managed to have a chat then with Rhys Morgan from Penarth Rugby Football Club.
Well, Rhys, as far as days go, I think this is a pretty sad one, a very sad one in the long history of a tremendous rugby club.
Yeah, just the impact that it's going to have on so many people is just, you've used the word sad, and like, do you know, the word devastated is sort of being used a lot today, and it, yeah, just a lack of belief, really. You know, you think about, you know, the hundreds and hundreds of children and families and, you know, sports people and, you know, that use the club as that sort of community hub. It is primarily for sport, but it is also, you know, so many more things. I just, speechless, really. And like I said, it's been nearly 12 hours now and I still, you know, struggle to come to terms with it, really.
And I guess expanding from what you said, it really is a focal point for the community, and especially sports in Penarth, because you have the rugby club, you have the cricket club, you have the hockey teams there as well. Thank goodness the stand has survived. I think there was a ceremony last year there as well, wasn't there?
Yeah. So the you know, we've gone through a lot as a club to try and get that, you know, such a sort of historic part of the club back and in use, and you know, small mercies that, you know, the systems in place, the fire doors did their job and sort of contained the fire to the one place. But as you said, sort of, I was actually there yesterday afternoon, and I was there with my children, and the ladies hockey were there, and there were members of the rugby club, there were members of the cricket club, there were members of the you know, the men's hockey team as well. Just, you know, it is just so much more. Yes, obviously, being primarily from the rugby club, I'm going to look at it from that viewpoint. But just, yeah, so many people are just going to find it really tricky to come to terms with.
So you're a former captain of Penarth. Of course, you're also you're a utility player, as they describe you, as a fly half, but you're also involved in the committee. Things have been going pretty well for you on the pitch, I should say, because you're top of the Admiral League at the moment. There is a cup game as well this weekend against Lampeter. Have you been given any idea as to how you're going to progress further with the season as things stand?
To be honest, all we know at the moment is we are training tonight as planned. Thankfully at St. Cyries, so away from the club. But to be honest, as you know, from a playing point of view, we sort of pride ourselves on we will keep going, you know. Whatever adversity this, you know, this has given us, we will, we'll come back from it, and you know, we will try everything that we can as players to sort of give that sense of normality. Whether that's what it can look like on the pitch, you know, that's not for me to say, and you know, I'm sure, unfortunately, those sorts of conversations are going to have to happen. But yeah, looking forward, I think we just all kind of need to rally together. Not just the rugby, you know, everybody involved in the club to kind of try and get ourselves, you know, back on our feet and back supporting that our community as quickly as we can.
And I think it is true to say that the rugby community is rallying around you at the moment. The WRU have lent their support. They visited this morning. There's been messages from other clubs, not just from around the Vale, but from across South Wales as well. I'm just looking online here. It's a crowdfunder that's been set up to rebuild Penarth Athletic Club. That's already raised well over £1,300 in just a small matter of hours. That is some comfort, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I did a little look through social media this morning, and the clubs, as you say, the clubs within the Vale. I know Barry have reached out to us. I know Dennis Powis, and there's so many clubs that have reached out. But clubs who, you know, we would say are sort of rivals on the field. You know, one of the first was Llanharan, I noticed this morning, with a really, really positive message of support. And it does, you know, it does show that, yes, sport is absolutely, it's important. And, it, you know, the winning side and the, you know, playing on the field. But actually, it is so much more than that, as you say, you know, that sense of community, that rugby community. And, you know, I've seen messages from cricket clubs and hockey clubs from all across South Wales with similar messages and offers of support. And, you know, use of facilities and all that sort of stuff. And that's just been absolutely sort of mind-blowing.
Which is wonderful to hear. And, well, the best you could do, I'd imagine, will be on the pitch, all being well this weekend against Lampeter in the Division 1 Cup to show that you can't keep a good club down.
That will be the plan, certainly. And I know behind the scenes, everything that we can possibly do to get that game going on as normally as it possibly can. And hopefully we can give some people something to smile about this weekend.
So that was Gareth Joy there, and he was talking to Rhys Morgan from Penarth Rugby Football Club about the real tragic news of the clubhouse fire there. And as you hear there, it's not just the rugby team that's going to be affected by that. It's going to be the community as a whole. And I was there when they were unveiling the plaque for the memorial stand as well. And it's such a family friendly club, and there's so much memorabilia that was in the clubhouse there. So I think it's a bit of a sad day there for rugby around the Vale of Glamorgan.
I'm in the bumble. I told you.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And if you've got a sport that you think I should be talking about in the Vale of Glamorgan, then what you need to do is get in touch with me with the email address sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. Or you can look for Bro Radio on the social medias and you can get in touch with us that way. And you can tell everybody in the Vale about the sport that you find so passionate about. I could even ask you to come along to Bro Radio headquarters and you could tell me and the people of the Vale all about the sport. Well, I'll probably be asking you about all the different rules or laws of the game because I always like to try and find a bit of a grey area when it comes to sport. But up next on Bro, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
This Christmas, Array Theatre Productions with Bro Radio and Treading the Boards present the magical family pantomime Cinderella. Join us for joy, laughter and festive fun at Roos Community Centre.
With tickets from just £7.50, don't miss your chance to join the magic this Christmas. Running from the 3rd to the 6th of December, start the festive season with a little panto magic. Book your tickets today at roospanto.co.uk.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421 212 and our caring team will help you.
Do you know a budding young singer, songwriter or performer? Entries for Search for a Star are open now. The two winners will perform on stage at Glastonbury Juniors 2026. Find out more and upload your entry via broradio.fm/search. Search for a Star, brought to you by Bro Radio and Mac Events.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is